A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
In the studio, Glenn Van Zutphen filling in for Jason Dacey. Welcome to Money FM on a Saturday morning. We are with Frederick Herron and Kathy Johnson, the president and vice president of the Asia Professional Speakers Singapore. And coming up in May is probably the APSS biggest event of the year, and that is the annual Speakers Convention. Now, Kathy, as the vice president, you are in charge of organizing that event. Frederick did it last year. We'll talk to him about that in a minute. But give us the who, what, where, when, why on the International Speakers Convention 2019.
Okay. So the who, there will be hundreds of speakers there and people who want to become speakers. We have almost 30 speakers, professional speakers from all around the world and from Singapore, who will be speaking and sharing their understanding and knowledge. The dates are May 10th and 11th, and we're actually going to have a half-day post-convention, mini-convention on the 12th, the morning of the 12th. It will be here in Singapore at the One Farrer Hotel at their Grand Ballroom. It's grown into actually the biggest convention in Asia. We have people coming from 28 countries from around the world, 5 different continents. We're missing the 2 poles, but we're hoping to get those next year. And the theme for this year is Speak the Future. And it's really focusing on lots of stuff is changing in the world. What we want to do as speakers is to get better at speaking so that we're making a bigger impact to create a kind of future that is going to be great for all of our children, for all of us, for the future.
In the studio, speaking with Kathy Johnson, who is the vice president of the Asia Professional Speakers Singapore, and Frederick Herron, the president of APSS. Kathy, the International Speakers Convention 2019, Speak the Future is the theme, happening on the 10th and 11th of May here in Singapore. Of course, folks can get more information and sign up at, what is the URL?
There are 2 URLs. Take your pick. So one is asiaspeakers.org, and the other one is asiaprofessionalspeakersconvention.com. AsiaProfessionalSpeakersConvention.com. Either way, you can get more information about the convention, and you can sign up. Anyone can sign up. You don't have to be a member. It's open to everyone.
Great. And having hundreds of speakers, global speakers, come to this, a number of them will be actually on stage. Frederick, why is this such a big event? It's kind of an obvious question, I guess, for APSS. What is the value to people in the audience who might just want to show up, who aren't speaking, or even who aren't speakers yet?
There are many reasons. For me, the main reason, I think, is that this is not the largest speaker convention in the world. As Cassie said, it's the largest in Asia. But it is the most global speaker convention in the world. And it's such a Singaporean thing. Singapore is such a global city. And we are in the center of Asia for speaking, right? So we have here people flying in. Like Kathy said, speakers from 28 different countries are flying in. So this is, I can say, I've been a speaker for more than 20 years, full-time professional speaker. But this is the convention that made me a global speaker. Because I got to know speakers from all over the world. I got inspired by their stories. I got to learn from them. I got to network with them. And I went from having this mindset of thinking from a national perspective, I'm a Singapore speaker, or I'm a Swedish speaker, to, no, I'm going to spread my message to the world. And I got to learn from speakers who were doing that. And that is why people come here, because there is such a diverse mix of people with different messages from different parts of the world. It's a truly unique conference if you want to learn how to spread a message to humanity, I guess.
Yeah, and part of that too is, you know, somebody who has never even spoken before professionally can also get some ideas, some tips on how to organize the business of speaking, their business of speaking, how to find their unique topic or their unique presentation. It's more than just listening to good speakers, isn't it, Kathy?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's about learning. So people, one of the things they say about our convention is that it's mind-filling, mind-blowing. So people really learn tactical kinds of changes they can make to grow their business, to get started. Sometimes a lot of people have never spoken before, but they are interested in it. How do you get started? How do you get a following? How do you go about getting a book written? How do you organize your business? How do you structure a keynote? all of those, it's hard-nosed learning, as well as we will have some inspirational and some humorous speakers in there.
Mm.
But what we really do, so that we're not totally mind-blown, but but just it's a full-on convention that people say gives them great value for what they want to do.
Mm. Frederick, you mentioned earlier when we were discussing APSS that there are an increasing number of Asian speakers in this region, and there's a huge need for them given the number of conferences here, conventions, and that sort of thing. What is the unique value that you feel like either local Singaporean or regional speakers can offer to speaking events if they become professional or semi-professional speakers?
The knowledge of this part of the world.
Mm.
That is important when you speak. If you speak in Asia, you have to understand Asia. But Asia is also starting to play a bigger and bigger role in the world. So the idea of knowing a topic and understanding that topic from the perspective of Asia will also mean it's interesting for people in Europe or America to get this perspective. And that's a big change. If you speak on social media, for example, or if you speak on mobile payments and you don't know what's happening in China, I would argue you cannot be a global speaker on many topics today unless you have examples and stories from Asia. That is how it is today.
Yeah.
So to live in Asia, specifically to live in Singapore, such a global city where we have influences from America, from Europe, from Southeast Asia, from China, from India, if you live here, you get a sense of what is happening in the world. And when a conference books you, that's what they want. They want an expert on a topic who understands what happens in the world to come and tell the audience what they need to know. So to be a Singapore-based speaker, I'm going to argue it's the best place to be based as a speaker because I am a global speaker and I choose to move here. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
Speaking with Frederick Herron, who is the president of the Asia Professional Speakers Singapore, and Kathy Johnson, who is the vice president of APS. Talking about the Asia Professional Speakers Convention 2019. The theme is Speak the Future, and that is going to be on the 10th and 11th of May right here in Singapore at the One Fair Hotel. Kathy, there's been a lot of interest from speakers overseas. So as Frederick is mentioning, kind of the local regional Asian speaking population, there's also folks coming from Europe, the U.S., all over. What's the attraction for them to come here, and what's the value of having them come and speak in Asia?
I think what's happened over the last few years is that some people from different countries have come to a convention of ours or a meeting of ours when they were in Singapore, and people comment on how warm the community is here. So we're very welcoming to people. So they create connections and friendships. And we have people from the UK and from New Zealand, from South Africa who say, I'm not going to miss an APSS convention because it's so valuable. So I think people have developed connections through the year. I also want to just say one thing about what you
can
just asked.
You can say whatever you want,
okay.
Kathy. Go ahead.
Well, keep it clean.
I mean, I do know you after
okay.
all.
Okay, then I don't have anything to say. No, what I wanted to say is, you know, you were talking just a minute ago with Frederick about how there are people we want and we have, and there's a need for more people who are Asian to speak in the world. There's a need for our Asian voices to get out there. And one of the speakers that we will have this time, Heather Hansen, will be talking about and giving specific information about some of the biases that audiences can sometimes have around different kinds of people that they may not like, or they may have biases that they don't even know about.
Mm.
And Heather is really going to talk about how to adapt our behavior so that we can be heard and so that the audience is more willing to take action about what we're talking about. So that's just an example of some of the specific kind of information that we will be sharing.
Of course, Heather's been based in Asia for many years, in Asia and in Europe. Mm-hmm. Just finished a TED Talk on the topic. She's
That's
done
right.
a couple of them now. So a real expert on that topic. So what is your hope now? Frederick, you put this conference together last year.
I did.
And I attended it, and I was honestly blown away by it. It was my first official APSS event that I attended last year. But what is your hope for this year, Kathy, as you transition from Frederick doing this to you doing this, putting this conference together this year? It's been a lot of work to get all the pieces to line up.
Well, one hope is that they do line up. but they're on the way. I think it's going to happen. My vision is that people learn a huge amount so that they each person who comes is a stronger speaker, has learned something that will help them take the next step. Mm. But from the theme, which is Speak the Future, my real hope is that people will come out of this conference committed to making some changes in how they speak so that we create a better future, so that by the choices we make and the words we say, we have the ability to impact thousands of people, that we start being more conscious about what we're speaking.
Great. Frederick, I'm going to give you the last word, and I'll let you give the final plug for the conference, the dates, and where they can find more information on it.
I would say that there are few things more powerful than a speech greatly delivered. I mean, you look at Gandhi or Nelson Mandela or JFK, or we can move human beings with a great speech.
Yeah.
And if you have any message it can be a message for your staff as well. I want a staff to understand the vision of our company. If you're able to communicate that clearly in a way that inspires people, you will move the company. My favorite speakers was Steve Jobs. Mm. He was never a professional speaker, but with his speeches, he moved humanity on how to use computers and why we should use computers and what computers should be. So the power of speech is this very, very powerful thing. And what we're doing here is we're teaching each other and learning from each other on how to become better at delivering a message. Asia Professional Speaker Convention is the place to be if you're interested in spreading a message.
Great. Thank you to Frederick Herron and to Kathy Johnson, talking about the Asia Professional Speakers Convention 2019, Speak the Future, which is going to be on the 10th and the 11th of May 2019 at the One Fair Hotel. If you want more information, just go to www.asiaspeakers.org. You can see all the stuff there, not only about the convention, but also about joining APSS if you're interested in doing that. Thank you both for joining us today.